With the province loosening COVID-related health restrictions on Monday, the city of Greater Sudbury is set to begin reopening those facilities the measures shuttered. On Monday, the city will begin reopening municipal pools, arenas and fitness centers. This pandemic has been a long and winding road for all of us, with lots of bumps along the way, but I am cautiously optimistic for what lies ahead, Mayor Brian Bigger said in a media release. As we begin to gradually reopen in line with the province's guidelines, let's take it slow, continue to follow public health guidelines, and keep making smart choices that will help lead us to better days ahead. As arenas, pools and fitness centers prepare to reopen, the following requirements remain in effect. Masks are required when entering, leaving the facility, in change rooms, in common spaces and when not actively engaged in an activity. Residents are asked to remain masked for as long as possible before engaging in their activity. Proof of full vaccination is required for anyone 12 and older who is entering the building as a spectator, participant, coach, official or volunteer. This also includes those entering for the sole purpose of participating in an organized sport such as hockey, swimming lessons, gymnastics or martial arts. Spectators 11 and younger must be accompanied by an adult who is fully vaccinated. When required to show proof of vaccination, an enhanced COVID-19 vaccine certificate with QR code must be used. Download by visiting https://covid-19.ontario.ca/get-proof/, or call the Provincial Vaccine Contact Centre at 1-833-943-3900 to have your vaccine certificate mailed. Arenas will reopen at 50% capacity on Monday. Staff are contacting user groups regarding their contracts. Public skating programs will once again be available. Carmichael Arena, Edgar Leckler Community Center and Arena and Garson Community Center and Arena remain in use as vaccination clinics. For more information, visit greatersudbury.ca/play/arenas. Pools and fitness centers. Pools and fitness centers will reopen at 50% capacity on Monday. Visitors are required to book reservations, one-hour time slots, in advance. Walk-ins will not be permitted. As Pioneer Manor experiences a staff shortage due to COVID-19, a number of leisure services employees have been redeployed to assist. This may result in occasional closures and/or modified hours at pools and fitness centers over the coming weeks. Before heading to a facility, users are asked to call the facility, contact 311, or visit greatersudbury.ca/play/pools or greatersudbury.ca/play/fitness-centers to ensure the facility is open. In the event of a program cancellation, staff will contact participants directly. Cemetery services, funerals and interment services will allow for up to 35 people indoors at the Civic Memorial Mausoleum, or up to 75 people outdoors. Physical distancing must be maintained. Masks are required for all guests and staff. Reminders on other city facilities. Libraries and citizen service centers continue to offer curbside and counter services only for the time being. Residents who require citizen service center services are encouraged to call ahead and may be asked to make an appointment. For more information, visit sudburylibraries.ca/covid-19-update. Access to washrooms and a place to warm up remain available. When using any outdoor facility, users must maintain a distance of 2 meters from people who are not part of their household. A mask or face covering is required when physical distancing is a challenge. Benches, waste bins, gates, handrails and other surfaces are not sanitized. Services at Tom Davies Square remain available by appointment. Contact 311 by phone or live web chat, 311.greatersudbury.ca. to make an appointment or discuss alternate service. Many services are available by telephone or through the customer service portal. The Greater Sudbury Animal Shelter continues to accept visitors for animal adoption or surrender by appointment only. Contact 311 to make an appointment. Proof of vaccination is required for anyone 12 and older attending Lionel E. Lalonde Center, specifically the areas used to host training events, meetings and conferences. All publicly accessible meeting rooms in city facilities, including council chambers, and municipally owned community halls.